News release. South Simcoe Police Service. The South Simcoe Police Service charged two drivers with impaired driving offenses following two very close calls in our communities where a child and a police officer narrowly missed being struck. On Tuesday, July 12, at approximately 11:55 a.m., police responded to a report of a vehicle that had entered the water at the end of Mapleview Drive in the town of Innisfil. Upon arrival, police learned that a pickup truck drove through the yellow steel gates at the end of the road, traveled down the embankment and entered the water. The vehicle narrowly missed a child who was playing in the water, and the park was full of other families enjoying the park at the time of the incident. As a result of the investigation, 45-year-old Robert Chatelaine of Mattawa was charged with dangerous operation and operation while impaired by drug. The accused's license was suspended for 90 days and his vehicle impounded for 45 days. On Monday, July 11, at approximately 12:19 p.m., South Simcoe Police Service officers were conducting traffic control in a construction area at the intersection of Innisfil Beach Road and Fifth Side Road in the town of Innisfil. The officers were standing outside their vehicles wearing full police uniforms and reflective safety vests. Police observed a vehicle traveling northbound at a high rate of speed approaching the intersection. An officer who attempted to direct the vehicle narrowly missed being struck. Police eventually conducted a traffic stop. As a result of the investigation, 28-year-old Harleen Molly of Barrie was charged with dangerous operation, operation while impaired, excess blood alcohol, flight from peace officer, fail to have insurance card, drive motor vehicle with no currently validated permit, disobey officer directing traffic and driving motor vehicle with open container of liquor readily available. The accused's license was suspended for 90 days and her vehicle impounded for 7 days. Safe roads are everyone's responsibility. These incidents highlight how people who choose to drive impaired not only put themselves at risk, but also endanger others. We urge everyone to help us in the fight against impaired driving and take action to prevent someone from hurting others by driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Do not allow a friend, family member, or loved one to get behind the wheel of a vehicle when impaired. And if you see a suspected impaired driver, call 911 to help prevent the tragedies that arise as a result of impaired driving.